scoreline tells you everything you need to know. Armagh dominant, electric, ruthless. A tough, tough day for Down. This time last week, they knocked out Donegal. Now they face into a couple of weeks of getting themselves gathered up and motivated for the Tottenham Cup with a view of trying to get back into the Sam Maguire race next season. Two goals from Conor Turbitt and one from Tomás McCormick, the goal scorers. Down actually led 5-2 after about 12 or so minutes, but from then on Armagh took over. They led 2-12 to 7 points at half time, and at one stage there was a stat where they had outscored Down 3-21 to 5 points. When Down were 5-2 up, Armagh got a grip of the game. Tomás McCormick's goal, he made it himself, he won a break around the middle, and when he joined the attack later on, he hit an emphatic shot to the corner of the net, gave Ronan Burns absolutely no chance. The second goal was Darren McMullen, he lobbed the ball from halfway, Ronan Burns had pushed out for a kick out, it was flicked to the net by Conor Turbitt, and when Conor Turbitt added a third goal, there was only one way this game was going. From Down's point of view, they had two goal chances saved by Blaine Hughes, who stakes a claim for a spot. He retained his number one jersey. Well, he was wearing 16 today. He retained his goalkeeper position ahead of Ethan Rafferty. We didn't have Ross McQuillan in today's game as well. He missed out. But it was Kieran McFaul who denied Armagh an Ulster title in 2023 with a penalty. It was Sean Patton at the opposite end the following year in a penalty shootout. Last year, it was Stephen McManaman and Finbar Rody playing keep ball under intense pressure. But Armagh are back for a fourth year in a row. They will play Monaghan. The concern will be Oisin Connolly walked up the tunnel with an ice pack on his leg, so we'll have to wait to see what the story is there. The other thing that was noticeable, Oisin O'Neill, who came on to kick a point, his brother Callum came on to kick a point, sorry, his brother Aaron came on to kick a point, but Oisin O'Neill, once the final whistle went, gestured to all the Armagh players, get into the tunnel area. And as we sit here in the press box, the Armagh fans are enclosed around the tunnel area, the Armagh players are inside. A fourth Ulster final in a row, they've been dealt so many doses of heartache. Is this the year where they can make that breakthrough? Or the Monaghan management team were sitting in the stand today, they masterminded yesterday's blockbuster comeback against Derry. Down couldn't live up to last week's performance. Will Armagh be able to live up to this week's? Can Monaghan come on their home venue and turn Armagh over? So many questions over the next couple of weeks, but one question that you can't really ask anymore is Armagh the dominant team. Final score here at St Cernach's Park in Clonus, Armagh 3-33, Down 14 points. Electrifying.